then skipped a beat. Another robot was approaching the door from the other side. Had something gone wrong?
"What is it, boy?"
he snapped. "A message has been forwarded to you, Master, from the Office of Acting Head of Security, Adelbish."
Bailey took the personal capsule handed to him, and it opened at once. A finely inscribed strip of paper unrolled. He wasn't startled. Solari would have his fingerprints on file, and the capsule would be adjusted to open at the touch of his particular convolutions. He read the message, and his long face mirrored satisfaction. It was his official permission to arrange seeing interviews, subject to the wishes of the interviewees, who were nevertheless urged to give Agents Bailey and Olivaugh every possible cooperation. Adelbish had capitulated, even to the extent of putting the Earthman's name first. It was an excellent omen with which to begin, finally, an investigation conducted as it should be conducted. Bailey was in an airborne vessel again, as he had been on that trip from New York to Washington. This time, however, there was a difference. The vessel was not closed in. The windows were left transparent. It was a clear, bright day, and from where Bailey sat, the windows were so many patches of blue. Unrelieved, featureless. He tried not to huddle. He buried his head in his knees only when he could absolutely no longer help it. The ordeal was of his own choosing. His state of triumph, his unusual sense of freedom at having beaten down first Adelbish and then Daniil, his feeling of having asserted the dignity of Earth against the Spacers, almost demanded it. He had begun by stepping across open ground to the waiting plane with a kind of light-headed dizziness that was almost enjoyable, and he had ordered the windows left unblanked in a kind of manic self-confidence. "I have to get used to it," he thought, and stared at the blue until his heart beat rapidly and the lump in his throat swelled beyond endurance. He had to close his eyes and bury his head under the protective cover of his arms at shortening intervals. Slowly his confidence trickled away, and even the touch of the holster of his freshly recharged blaster could not reverse the flow. He tried to keep his mind on his plan of attack. First, learn the ways of the planet. Sketch in the background against which everything must be placed, or fail to make sense. See a sociologist. He had asked a robot for the name of the Solarian most eminent as a sociologist. And there was that comfort about robots. They asked no questions. The robot gave the name and vital statistics and paused to remark that the sociologist would most probably be at lunch and would, therefore,